Okay, we're at Tzadik Tesamer Aleph, Tab. V'vad shlo yotzi chutz. Mishnah says that Ol Midolim b'shus ha-yochid, metalpo b'shus ha-rabim, b'shus ha-rab, metal b'shus ha-yochid, v'vad shlo yotzi chutz me'arba'amos. Can't stand the b'shus ha-yochid and carrying the b'shus ha-rabim as long as you don't take it out of the arba'amos, of where the chepetz was when it started. It says, ha ho tzi chayiv chatas. If you did move it for amish, you chayiv chatas. Lema misayel lele rava. Let's say this is proof to rava. Doma rava, hamadr chayfetz mitchilas arba v'sof arba, ve'adiro derech olav chayiv. That, we'll see once again how Rashi learns this, but Rashi learns this case, rava's case, if you move a chayfetz, arba amos in shus harabi, but you did it higher than 10 tefachim, which is really a makom p'tur. Anything above 10 tefachim over Rishus HaRabim is not Rishus HaRabim. But you moved it in Rishus HaRabim for Amos, you picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, but in the interim, you picked it above the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. So, what's it called? This is what Rava said. Here's the same case Rashi says. Rashi learns, it's talking where you're in Rishus HaYochid on a gun of roof, and you're stretching down and moving something in Rishus HaRabim. So how is it talking where you picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, brought it up to the height of the roof, and then moved it for Amos, put it down in Rishus HaRabim? It's mamish the case of Rava, where you picked it up in Rishus HaRabim, moved it to higher than 10 tefachim, and put it down in Rishus HaRabim, and we see that you'd be chayiv. Because otherwise it wouldn't be a gzera, what's it called, that you give away otherwise. Be allowed, what's it called, it's mashal from the Mishnah, that if you did do this, you'd be chayiv chatas. Mashal says, no. Miktoni imhotzi chayiv chatas, dilm imhotzi potter avalosha. You're allowed to do this, as long as you don't carry arba amos, because if you carry arba amos, you'll be doing something that's odarosha with the rabbana. Ikadi amri, hohotzi potter avalosha. Some learned mamishal chatchila like that. That you're allowed to move things in Rishus HaRabim as long as you don't move them arba amos. Mashma, if you did move them, it'd be asur. But it wouldn't be chayav chatos, it'd be asur if you did it. Lema tavitiyuv to the Rava. Let's see that there's a kashan Rava. The Omar Rava, Amadu mitchilat dalet sof dalet. They viru derech olav chayav. Mar says, no, miktoni hotzi potter. Doesn't say that if you did it, you'd be potter of asur. Dilmim hotzi chayav chatos. That is, there's no way of knowing clearly what the other alternative would be. You can't, what's it called, move it out of Bahamas. Why? Because this is the Raisa, because this is the Rabbanan. Either way, you can't do it. You're not allowed to do it. Rashi, Pater Avalasar, Mitter Rabbanan. Dilma Asi Lavure Derech Lamata Measar. So why did they make the Gzera? If it's only Asa Mitter Rabbanan, well, then there is no Gzera. Right? So the Enachinami. What it means is that you're allowed to move something in Rishus HaRabim if you're staying in Rishus HaYachid, because we're not afraid you're going to bring it to Rishus HaYachid. Let's be afraid that what's it called, that you'll move it Arba Amos. No, even if you move it Arba Amos, you're going to only be over Nisad Rabbanan. Or, what's it called, we're not afraid you're going to bring it into Rishus HaYachid, we're also not afraid you're going to be Mavar Arba Amos. But if you are Arba Amos, you talk over Nisad Raisa. Okay. Well, says you can't stand Rishus HaYochid and urinate into Rishus HaRabim. Amar Rav Yosef, hishtin v'roak chayiv chatas. If you were mashtin, or you did spit from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv chatas. Ay, v'abohin and akirav anocha me'al gabi mokum dalet v'leka. V'chora, how could you ever be chayiv chatas? In order to be chayiv chatas, both for Havarah in Rishus HaRabim and for Hotzah from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, you need to put the thing down. It had to be put down on something that's Arba Tvachim. and had it be picked up from a place that's al betrochim. So here, right, if you're urinating, it's not going from a place that's al betrochim, right? It could be that it sits down in a place, but it comes either coming out of your mouth, which is not four tefachim wide, or from your aver, which is not four tefachim wide. Shmara says, machshavta mashli makom. Now, over here, since you bedavka want to be motzi it from the place that you have to motzi it, so your machshava makes it a place. Okay? Because here, Tosfos learns that you want it bedavka, right? Here, you want this place bedavka. And you wouldn't be happy if it went any other place. It's not, it's not a place, and you, machshava, that place doesn't make it arbitvachim. But here, there's no, you have to urinate, you have to urinate from where you urinate. You have to spit from your mouth. See, the dafka one, this place, that's what's it called, that makes it chashuv like arbat bachet. And the Tosfos Rabbeinu no Peretz says that here's no other way. If you can't urinate except from that place. You can't spit except from your mouth. And you want to spit. You want to urinate. So therefore, this place becomes like arbat bachet. Because it's essential to what you want to do. Dehilo te marachi, hada marava. You don't say that. That sometimes your machshava makes it the place, like it's arba tefachim, gives it chashivas. What's the purpose of arba tefachim? That's a chashiva place. So here it gives it chashivas. If you don't say that, well, that which Rava said, zarak benach b'fi akelet. You threw something, you want to feed your dog. So you threw him a piece of meat and it landed in his mouth. Over the akivsha. Or you wanted something, you want to burn something, you want to burn chametz. You threw it on Shabbos into an oven. Chayv chatzis. Over here it never rested in a place that was dalet vachim. Ela machshavta mashli mokum. Same idea. Since bedavka you want it to be there. You want to feed your dog. You want to burn up the thing. So you bedavka wanted it into this place. That place becomes like dalet vachim. Or, according to the other Svara, here, there's no other way of doing it. You can't feed your dog unless you throw the food into his mouth. You can't burn up the thing unless you get it into the oven. So, it's essential to what you're, the carrying that you're doing, therefore it becomes like a da'am makam da'alit. Hachinami, machshava mashle makam. Rashi. Machshavtem shutzarech lekach. Yeah, you need it. You want that bedavka. Mashvili hotzor chashuva. It's considered hotzor chashuva. The whole idea of dalet vachim is a kshuviyah makam chashuv. Here, the fact that you want it dafka from this place makes that place makam chashuv. Zorak mitchila dalet sof dalet, the thi kivshun, shekota shal heves benisrafa. It got burned up before it even got to hit the bottom of the oven. Okay. Boy rova. Hu b'shus hayachid u piyama b'shus harabi mau. He is standing in Rishus HaYachid, but the end of his Eivor is in Rishus HaRabi. He's standing right on the border. What's Halacha? Basra Akira Hazlina. Lamaisa, when the urine left his body and went into the Amma, it was in Rishus HaYachid. So the Akira was in Rishus HaYachid. So then he should be Chayit, because the Halacha is in Rishus HaRabi. Oh, Basra Yitzi Hazlina. Or no, me not. Maybe you don't count it in Akira till it actually comes out of the body. And that's already in Rishus HaRabi. And it didn't go Arba Amos. So it's Tatra. You carry from Rishus HaRabi to Rishus HaRabi. Teiku. So this is a Sofik. And therefore the Gra says that if you did this in a Karmelis, it's Mutter, because it's Sofik Rabban Rakula. And the Shulchan Aruch is Mashra that even in a Karmelis is Osir. It's Teiku only when you be Chayiv. In Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachim to Rishus HaRabim. But it's Osir, because it could be that it's Osir. Rashi. Basar Akira min haguf azlinan v'hanekorim min hachol shel haguf. It goes out of the inside of your body towards the outer. It exits towards the outside, right, inside Rishus HaYachim, because that's where you're standing. The chayiv, the motzi min haguf, shurish esayoh, shurabim, or basa yitzir, shuyotzi min haguf, or maybe not. It's not when it's nekar from the guf. It's when it completely leaves the body. That's called the akira. And therefore it didn't go out of Amos, so it went from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and in Achayim. V'chein lo yoruk, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that how much v'chein lo yoruk, also you can spit arba amos from Rishus HaRabim or from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yehuda says not only can't you spit, but if you move the spit around in your mouth ready to spit it out, it's considered bottle to your body, because you already moved it around in your mouth ready to spit it out. It's considered a separate thing. It's considered you're carrying the spittle in your mouth, and therefore you chayv if you walk arba amos from Rishus HaRabim. Even if you didn't swish it around in your mouth, just stam, the saliva gathered in your mouth, you're chayv for carrying saliva if you walk. If you were eating a fig with hands that were tamei, the hichnis yadav atok piv, and you put your hand into your mouth, litol tsror, to take out a pebble that got mixed in with the figs, and you want to take it out of your mouth. Reb Meir Matame, Reb Yossi Matayev. Reb Meir says that you made the fig tame, and Reb Yossi says it's tar. The fig was dry when it went into your mouth. Now it became wet because of your spit. So Shaila is it mukshar or not? Is the spit considered? The spit is water, right? So is it something that's considered tallish from your body, and therefore it's machshir, or not? It's not tallish from your body. It's part of your body, and then it's not machshir. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Hipich batame, lo hipich batar. If you swished around the spit in your mouth, right? So now it's separated. You separated it from your body. Basically, you're carrying it in your mouth. Then it's machshir. But if you weren't mahapich, then it's bottled to your body, and it's not machshir. So Amar Rav Yocher, Mukhletes Hashita, switch around the Man Diomrin, the Reina Chinami. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that it's Tameh Stam. And it was Rav Meir who says Hipichbo. Rav Meir is the one who says it depends if you switched it around. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds Tameh all the time. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah also hold that if you stam walk, even if you didn't swish it around, you stam walk with spit in your mouth, you chayev for carrying. Reish Lakish Omar, la'olam lo sachlit. Don't change the Man Diomrin. V'chachav mayaskinan b'kicho. Right, it's not talking by stam spit. Ein achinami. Stam spit, you have to be matich. But kicho, right, that's where you, what's it called, bring up phlegm from your throat. There, if you weren't matich, that's what's it called. That's where you need to be matich. Was Rashi? Afal gadlo hipich bitmiya. The mishum klisha luchudei omer of Yehuda do asher to meipakoi vaafil gadlo hipich babesopiv. Rabbi Yehuda, oh, just if you have spit and you have saliva in your mouth, that's called carrying, even if you didn't swish it around and separate it. Basically, I'm getting ready to spit it out. You're eating a fig of truma. Your hands were not washed, and therefore they have a din of shniyim. They're a second hasheni latruma. Now, sheni doesn't make a shlishi except by truma. The Tosa says it's not really true, because that's only by solid things. By liquids, the sheni makes the liquid into a rishon, and it's matame even chulin. Chulin can become a sheni. So why does Rashi have to say it's not talking about truma? But pashtus, Rashi says that your hands are a sheni, they wouldn't make what's it called anything a shlishi, because by chulin there is no shlishi. So it's talking where you touch the dvela directly after it got wet. So what's it called? Since the dvela is makabel truma, but even on the dry side. So now you're only making the truma shlishi. Who poses the truma? Rav Meir Matame, Shari Huchshara truma barok shvati. The truma became mukshar lakabal truma because of the spit in your mouth. And even if you didn't move it around the car. Rav Yossi Matayer, the kasoga kozman sharok besok piv lav mashtahu. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, as long as the spit hasn't left your mouth, it's not a mashka. It's not considered water. It's buckled to your body. But harayuki gufo shalada, they know machshir, and it's not machshir. Therefore, the thing is tame, tar, because it was never mukshir. Hipuk barok lo tzilich, it's tame. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you swish it around your mouth, getting ready to spit it out, then it's not part of your body, and it's considered a mashka, and it's machshir. The mishtayu koyu machshir, because it's ready to be spit out, it's considered a separate entity, and it's machshir, the fig in your mouth, and if you touch the fig, it becomes tummy. Mukhlefes hashita, hachlif Rabbi Yehuda, shitaso, biyotzimeh. Or Rashi learns, mukhlefes hashita is Rabbi Yehuda atakev harata. That originally Rabbi Yehuda held that you have to move it around, and then the Maisa had harata, and the Olzim didn't move it around. So that's our Mishnah. So where it says, lo sachlif, lo tema mukhlefesi, the masnishin the karma, apogav zelo hipich, koil mishdaya bekicho eskinon. Right? The, our Mishnah, which doesn't make a difference between whether you swished it around or not, mashmit's always considered separate from your body. And you could chai for carrying. The kicho eskinon. Lecha shem niklash shem anaguf ayidecholi. Right? That's talking about phlegm, which is not regular saliva. And that phlegm always is separate from your body. So then if you walk with phlegm in your mouth, even if you didn't swish it around, then you're chayiv. But regular saliva, you have to swish around. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kicho v'niklash, right? My lav rok v'niklash, right? And mashma, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have kicho, and it was separated, lo yehalach da'oramas ad shiyoruk. You shouldn't walk da'oramas till you spit it out. My love, tartik toni, kicho v'chein roko. Same thing, kicho and roko. You can't walk with phlegm unless you spit it out, and you can't walk with saliva unless you spit it out. Mashma, even if you didn't swish it around. Both kicho and roko. My love, roko v'niklash, lo, kicho v'niklash. It's only talking about kicho. Phlegm is considered separated, even if you didn't swish it around, and saliva is not considered separated unless you swished it around. Tanya Biudomer Kicho Shaniklash, the Chain Roko Shaniklash, right? He said both Kocho and Kicho and Roko, as long as they're separated, meaning that you don't have to swish it around, that you're ready to spit them either one out, they're considered separated, and you're not allowed to walk with them. Lo Yahalach Da'oramas Ad Shiyoruk. It's better to say, we said before, the Buret Harata, the Nerchanami. Our Mishnah is Mashma, that it doesn't make a difference if you swish it around or not, even by spit, even by saliva, and that which Rabbi Yehuda said before, or he changed his mind. And there you needed both, you needed to, by spit, to swish it around. Kicho v'niklash li'alat al-ramas ha-shiyor. My lav, tartik toni, kicho v'chein roko. That kicho is lav da'afka, means roke too. K'dishani mikora mukhletas ha-shita. Better to say, we said in the beginning, that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Omer is lakish. Kiach b'fnei rabo chayiv misa. If a person spit out phlegm, clear his throat, and spit out the phlegm in front of his rav, his chayiv misa. Shenemar, kol nisanai ehu v'mavis. Al tikre le nisanai ele masniai. Right, you make the rav, what's it called, disgusted? And you're doing something that insults Kavarat Torah, and that's what's it called, masniai. You make something that people look at the Torah, and they look at it, and we come to hate the Torah. So somebody does something, makes people hate the Torah. That's Mavasa, Kavarat Torah, in the eyes of people, right? Spitting in front of your Rebbe is that is something that disgusts people. So that's Chayiv Misa. Mar says, V'chamein is honest, right? V'chari, you're an honest. How can you not clear your throat? If you have phlegm in your throat, what are you going to do with it? Mar says, Kiach Beruah Kamina. Not just you've cleared your throat in front of your Rebbe, but you spit it out in front of your Rebbe. You could have put it into your handkerchief. You could have put it into your sleeve. could have done something that wouldn't be so obvious. Just spit it out right in front of it. That's what the problem is. But just clearing your throat, you can't. That's something that you can't control. Rashi. Chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Komesamay erbumavis. Torah omra lahay krov parashas Hashem komani. The Torah speaking. Those that hate me. Or, like Chazal say, al tikre. It's not mesamay, but it's masniyai. Those that make me hate it are chayav misa. Ela lemasniyai. Lemasniyim daito baninis. Like Rashi says, that makes somebody disgusted. If you make the Torah, that's a Rashi. If you make the Torah disgusted, that's also Chayav Misa. And here the Rebbe represents the Torah. And you're making him disgusted, you're Chayav Misa. And others learn that you're making the Torah hated because you're doing something in front of a Talmud Chacham that makes people would be disgusted from the Torah. Because you're supposedly learning from this Rebbe and you're acting in a disgusting way. Marshall's Bar Menas on this. You can't, what's it called, you can't control if you have to clear your throat from phlegm. It's because you have some kind of sickness, a cold or something, and that's not your fault. Kiach the rock, I mean, the rock goes with the rabbi. You spit it out in front of your rebbe. For I love the stalik mishon, should have walked over somewhere else and spit it out. Or lavlio b'ksuso, or spit into your sleeve. Okay, let's go on. Loyamod. Adam b'shus ha-yachid, the yishte b'shus ha-rabim. Person shouldn't stand in b'shus ha-yachid and drink from b'shus ha-rabim. B'shus ha-rabim, the yishte b'shus ha-yachid. Elim kein hichnis rosho v'ruba l'mokum shushosa v'chein b'gas. And unless you put most of your body and your head into the b'shus that you're drinking, then it's okay. Right? Rashi, the yishte b'shus ha-rabim, the yoshit savor b'shus ha-rabim, the yishte. Why? Because we're afraid that you'll bring the kli from the Shus HaRabim into the Shus HaYachid or vice versa. B'chora, what about the what's it, the chen begas? The forest of moral in meiser. The chen begas is going on meiser, not on the case of Shabbos. So b'chora, though, but you're carrying anyway. If your stomach, your head is in the Shus HaRabim, and the rest of your body is in the Shus HaYachid, and you drink something, then when you swallow it, you brought it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Because now it's in your stomach, which is in Rishus HaYachid. And it started out in Rishus HaRabim. It's supposed to explain, that's not a problem. Because once you put it in your mouth, that's the hamacha. The peristalsis of what's it called, of the water going down your throat, that's not called you carry. It already is noch in your mouth. Now the fact that it goes by itself into your stomach, that's not called you carrying. It's already had anacha, and now the what's it called, the anacha was your meniach in Rishus HaRabim, and now the what it goes by itself, that's not kira. It's called makira, not another anacha. That's an automatic thing by itself. For that you're not chayav. So therefore, we're not afraid that what's it called, only that the kli that you're drinking from, you'll bring in to Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, and you'll be chayav on the kli and the water. Rashi, said Rashi. Okay. Reisha Rabbanan, the Sefer of Meir. Right, Rashi, Reisha Rabbanan, Le'elokim, the Lohadik Tani, Omeg on a Bishus Ayachim, Metalto Bishus Arabim, Krabbanan, the Pligli Ali the Meir, the Masnis and Gabi Mateach, the Logazri and Shemi Yachnis, the Hachad Gazri Shemi Yachnis, Krab Meir. Right, Lechora, what's it called? This, it has to go like a Meir. The case, the way Rashi learns, you have the case later on of the guy who has the key that was put in Rishus HaRabim, and he wanted to open the door, pick up the key in Rishus HaRabim, open the door, put the key back in Rishus HaRabim. He's not bringing the key in Rishus HaYachid, right? So he's standing in Rishus HaYachid and closing the door with the key that was in Rishus HaRabim. And Rav Meir says you can't do that because we're afraid you'll bring the key into Rishus HaYachid. Mashma, Rav Meir is afraid that if you do something in Rishus HaRabim while you're standing in Rishus HaYachid, you're going to end up carrying. The Tanakhama says not like that. He says you're allowed to stand in Rishus HaYachid and move something in Rishus HaRabim. So that's the Rabbana. Now who could be the one who holds you can't drink in Rishus HaRabim if you're standing, most of you in Rishus HaYochid must be Rameir, because it's on a kamahos, you can even move things in Rishus HaRabim. Why would he be afraid that you're going to bring the Kli into Rishus HaYochid from Rishus HaRabim? It's no difference. You can move the Kli, according to the Tana Kama, by standing in Rishus HaYochid. Why can't you drink from it? Elamai, it must be that that's also Rav Meir. So it comes out the Reisha is Rav Meir, right? And the Seifa is the Reisha is Rabbanan, and the Seifa is Rav Meir. Right? Reisha, Rabbanan, the Seifa, Rav Meir. Om Rav Yossi, Bechafetzin, Shetzrichim, Vavadivri HaKol. Now, when did the Rabbanan say that you can move something in Rishus HaRabim, if you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, by things that you don't really need? But if you have something you need, the Rambam learns something nice, a really nice kli, which you may want to use, then we're afraid you'll bring it into Rishus HaYochid. But if it's not a nice kli, you don't need it, you just need to move it around in Rishus HaRabim. But we're not afraid then that you're going to bring it into Rishus HaYochid. And over here by the water, even the Rabbanim would hold, it's talking about a kli that you could possibly need, right? And therefore we're afraid you may bring it into Rishus HaYochid. Iboyelu, Karmelis Mai. Can you stand in a Karmelis and drink in Rishus HaRabim? Om Rabbaya, hihi. Rabbaya says, same thing. Right? They're just like they're afraid that you may bring in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. They're afraid you may bring from a Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid too. Om Rava, hi gufa gzeira. Ba'anan nekum nikse gzeira gzeira. V'chara by Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. If you do bring it in, since it's the Raisa. So the Rabbanim goes there that you can't drink because we're afraid that you'll be over in the Siddharaisa. But in the Karmelis, even if you actually bring the Kos in, it's only in the Siddharabana. Why would they make a Gzeira? You can't drink because maybe you bring the Kos. That's a Gzeira of Gzeira. What does Abaya hold? But we know that Abaya many times is not Gozer, Gzeira of Gzeira. So some hold that by an Issa that's Shriach, something that's very olo, that you'll do it, like over here, drinking. It's very shy to bring the kli. There we are, goes to Xer. Others hold that since Hotzah is a malacha that's very shriach, people don't do other malachas necessarily on Shabbos. But carrying, people carry in their house, they carry constantly. So carrying is something that is shriach, there they will go to. Or carrying, like we said in Shabbos, is a malacha garua. People mazals don't carry. They don't realize it's a malacha. What am I doing? I'm not changing anything. Right? The thing remains the same. So carrying, there are baya holes, you make a zero by carrying. But not by other malachas. And rubber holes, no, carrying is no different than anything else. You never make a zero. And some holes, some rishonim hold, that a baya held over here, it was all one zero. They said you can't stand in one Rishus and drink in another, because we're afraid if we let you do that, someday you'll drink from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So therefore they made one big Gzeira that you can never do this, even in the Karmelis. Because otherwise the Gzeira of doing it in Rishus HaRabim wouldn't be kind. Because people would say, well, I could do it here, I could do it here too. So they made one big Gzeira. And Rava holds, no, it wasn't one big Gzeira. People distinguish between Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid and a Karmelis. And if we don't allow them to do it in the Karmelis, doesn't mean he's going to end up doing it in Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid and end up bringing the Kli. Rashi, B'chafetzin, Reisha Rabbonin, Le'elokim, the Lahadik Tani, only Rana Rishus HaYochid, Metalka Rishus HaRabim, Rabbonin. The Tligi Alei Dereb Meir, Masnisin, Gabi Mafteach, V'logas Rishin Shemayachnis, V'hacha Gosa. So here you see you are Gosa. So it must be Reb Meir. Shemayachnis, Reb Meir. V'alekala Meimur Dishtia Samayim, Tahavi Achnosa. You can't say over here that the drinking itself is carrying. Because you drank it in Rishus HaRabim and it ended up in your stomach in Rishus HaYochid. Kemashed in the rock, just like urinating and spitting. The low dummy. The Hashem Ka'akim Rishusu, the Ka'avat Hanoch Rishusu. There, you picked up something in Rishus HaYochid, the urine, and you put it down in Rishus HaRabim. You spit the thing in Rishus HaYochid and it ended up in Rishus HaRabim. Over here, when you drink, as soon as it goes into your mouth, that's called the Hanocha. So the Akira and Hanocha was both in Rishus HaRabim. who are a knocking the yad. They what's it gonna they rest in your mouth right away. The Khabatrichamo, I feel who Rabbanan moved the gossip over. The Rabbanan say the only time we're not gossip that you can move something in Rishus HaRabim and standing in Rishus HaYachid if it's something you don't need. But a kli that you need, right? Or the Rambam learns a kli that's very nice, or we're afraid that you'll bring it in because it's a nice kli, then the Rabbanan also goes in. The Mitoshu Tzorech Lohem Yachnisim Etzlo. Since you need them, Hilkach Mashkin Halohu Tzrichimlo. The Gazrin, since you want to drink, we're afraid that you'll end up bringing the kli in too. Carmelis mai, mao shiyam the carmelis, the ishta b'shusha yochid or b'shusha rabin. Hihi, the hechi b'lo yam b'shusha rabin, the ishta b'shusha yochid, tach lo yam the carmelis, the ishta b'shusha yochid. Rava says, no, he kufa gzeira. The whole reason that you can't stand in b'shusha rabin, or in b'shusha yochid, and drink from the other ishtas, is a gzeira because we're afraid that you'll bring the kli in. Ida ayul gadei kli, let me see the reisa. But over here, even if you brought the kli in, it's only innocent of the rabbanim. It's carnivorous. And it's zera the rabbanim. The lolei shiva pukim shirta yoshirama. The whole inyan of a carnivorous is only a zera, because people will confuse it with rishus hayochid and rishus harabim. The anan nekem v'nigz ashkia atu achnasas kli. And therefore we should make another zera. Not only do we make a zera of a carnivorous, but in that carnivorous you shouldn't drink because we're afraid maybe you'll bring the kli. That's called a zera of zera. We don't do that. And a buyer holds for the various reasons that we said over here. You are gozer gzera gzera, even though normally you aren't gozer gzera gzera.